Chapter 55, Jorgen. This is extremely odd behavior, Rinnakine the Urdale said, stepping up beside Jorgen. Jorgen nodded in agreement, watching the hologram, trying to figure out what the Delvers were doing.
I have studied each and every recording of a Delver event, Rinnakine continued. They've never done anything like this. Dare I hope something is different? Less deadly.
I wish I could be as optimistic as you, Jorgen said, pointing. What do they want with the inhibitors? Why are they going to them, then vanishing? Are those inhibitor fields falling?
They are, an aide piped up. She rushed over with a data pad for him. Each inhibitor station visited by a Delver is dropping its field, suggesting the inhibitor slug inside has been destroyed.
Poor things, Jorgen said. I wonder if they bring the Delvers pain.
He paused. Was there a way to get to some of the slugs before the Delvers did? Dared he risk his people for that? It was why they'd come here. They could try to grab at least a few of those Tanix before leaving. He moved to give the order, but was interrupted.
Sir, a man called from the comm station. You want to see this, sir?
What is it?
He asked, striding over with Rinnakine and a swarm of Kitson generals. Even Ironsides joined them, peeking over his shoulder. On the screen was a shot of the surface of Detritus. He felt sick as he saw the small Delver ships appearing there. Of course. They ignored inhibition fields. Spencer had said that the shield around Starsight had delayed the Delver that attacked there for a time, but Detritus's shell had been no match for the one that had struck it in that old recording. He couldn't stop the Delvers. If they wanted Detritus, they could take it, as evidenced by them appearing by the thousand on the surface.
Time to scramble reserves, he said. Wait. What are they doing? Can we zoom in?
I can move the drone closer, the comms officer said, ordering it.
As it drew in, Jorgen could make out what the Delver ships were doing. Each was depositing a Tanix safely on the surface of Detritus, then hyperjumping away. He looked to the others, who seemed baffled.
So, they're helping now? Rinnakine said. You see, optimism was warranted.
You might be right,
Jorgen said, looking back at the screen as increasing numbers of the slugs were dropped off safely, apparently having been rescued by the Delvers.
I'll admit, there was one element I wasn't factoring in earlier that may have changed my expectations.
And what is that? Rinnakine asked.
I'd momentarily forgotten, Jorgen said with a smile, that Spencer was involved.